Welcome to the 2014 Ole Miss Football Preview at BunSports.com. I'm Jacob Bunn, joined by the college football professor. Last year, Ole Miss was 8-5 going to the Music City Bowl. They returned 6 starters on offense, 9 on defense, and had a very talented recruiting class both last year and the year before, as we know, with Kim Dichi, Laquan Treadwell, and so many stars emerging from that team. They returned quarterback Bo Wallace this year, so a lot of talent on offense, and the college football professor joins me to talk about this Ole Miss campaign as they look to the 2014 season. But first, I want to get your thoughts on last season. Of course, 8-5, they were able to go to the bowl game and get the win over Georgia Tech. A pretty big year for Ole Miss, I think.
Yeah, they played a lot, and they played a lot of close games. But Jacob, when you really look at the Alabama, Missouri, and Mississippi State game, those were downers. And wins over Texas and LSU were real big. But I think you'd have to agree that 3-5 in the SEC and losing to Mississippi State was a disappointing year for them, at least considering what they were hopeful to do.
Yeah, watching that ball roll out of the end zone there in Starkville had to be a pretty disheartening for Ole Miss, as that was a crushing way to lose, as you mentioned, 17-10 to Mississippi State in overtime in last year's Egg Bowl. Well, let's talk about newcomers. Who are you looking at this year that could possibly come in and make a difference for the Rebels?
Yeah, Jacob, it's really interesting. You know, their class was rated 8th, maybe 8th, 9th, or 10th in the SEC, but it's 19th nationally. They had a really good recruiting class, but, you know, they're recruiting against the SEC West and the SEC. And I think maybe the most important newcomer for them is Anthony Alford, a safety, who is transferring. But as far as the new players, what about wide receiver Markell Pack? Mm-hmm. He could be a very good one.
Well, you look at this offense, and I think Bo Wallace, of course, returning at quarterback, is going to be a strength. You look at Laquan Treadwell, who was so important last year to their success offensively. But I'm looking at that defense, 9 starters returning. Of course, right in the middle is Robert Kimdichie on the defensive line, and so many other names that we've grown to know in the SEC. I think Ole Miss's strength, if they were to win a lot of games, maybe even double-digit wins this year, is going to be because of that defense.
I think you're right, and I think we just have to say that they now have an SEC roster,
yeah,
and that makes a difference. And and I guess we also wonder, you know, we look at a safety by the name of Cody Pruitt, and remember how good Tony Connor was last year as a freshman. He should be really good, so they're really going to be good on defense.
Well, what does Ole Miss have to do to get to double-digit wins? It's a pretty difficult road, and it starts out that way as they play Boise State in Atlanta. That's one of those Chick-fil-A games that's early in the week. I believe that's Thursday, because I think Alabama and West Virginia are playing on Saturday, and I believe Ole Miss and Boise State are playing on Thursday there in Atlanta. Tough game there. At Vanderbilt following week, then Louisiana Lafayette comes to town before an off week, then they get Memphis at home, before Alabama at home. This is the first game they've had against Alabama at home in 3 years. If you'll remember, the last two, because of the scheduling quirk, were in Tuscaloosa. So this is an interesting opportunity to see if they can make something happen, potentially pull the upset. Then they go to Texas A&M. They get Tennessee at home. Then they travel to Baton Rouge and Auburn back-to-back. That's tough. And then Presbyterian comes to town before an off week, and they end up their season at Arkansas and Mississippi State at home. So my prediction, I think they'll win 9 games. I don't think they'll get to that double-digit wins. I think they will beat LSU on the road, but I think they'll lose to Auburn, Texas A&M, and Alabama, and they will win the rest of their conference games. What is your thoughts on how they will finish this year?
Well, I think that their away games, when they're at Vandy and at A&M, those are just must-wins for them. And then Tennessee at home. I think those 3 games will be the core of the success. Now, how far they go, if they win all of those, what they do in the other games, that'll be a big question. But I think those 3 games are just critical for them.
Looking at Boise State, they are a decent team, again, coming in this year. They could cause some issues for some teams as nationally. So my question is, how big of a confidence builder or letdown will that be if Ole Miss wins or loses that game?
You remember 2 years ago, Texas, early in the year, and they got blown out, and they didn't seem to recover. Last year, they beat Texas big. And they did a lot better, but it's a big game for them. But they, as I said, they have an SEC roster, but they need a stronger offensive line if they're going to compete with Alabama and Auburn.
Yeah.
And they do have Alabama and Auburn at home, so that'll help. But they play, I think they play LSU and A&M away.
They do. They do indeed. And then Arkansas on the road, as well as Vanderbilt. As you mentioned, those are big games for them to try to win. And I think they will get revenge on Mississippi State. I think that that's safe to say that getting them at home, they'll probably get that win this year, but you never know. Well, this has been the 2014 BunSports.com Ole Miss football preview. They get it started August 28th in the Georgia Dome against Boise State.